Chapter 12. Robert E. Lee. General Robert E. Lee is considered one of the greatest military strategists in U.S. history. Today, he is widely honored as a man of principle and integrity, a true officer and a gentleman. Lee was born into a prominent Virginia family. His father, Henry Lee, was a cavalry hero of the American Revolution and good friends with George Washington. Although the two never met, many historians feel Robert E. Lee's sense of duty was inspired by Washington. In 1829, Lee graduated second in his class at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, where he received not a single demerit. 2 years later, the young officer married Mary Custis, the great-granddaughter of Martha Washington, George's wife. Lee initially served in the Army's Engineering Corps, but his first combat experience came in Texas during the Mexican War, where he was wounded. Following that, he became superintendent at West Point, then returned to Texas to supervise the construction of Army forts. The promising young officer was then promoted to Lieutenant Colonel of the 2nd Cavalry. Meanwhile, the United States was becoming deeply divided between the anti-slavery North and the pro-slavery South. Many Southerners wanted to secede from the Union and form their own country, the Confederate State of America. A civil war seemed imminent. Although a Southerner, Lee was anti-slavery, but opposed Virginia seceding, for he knew he could not go to war against his home state. On April 17, 1861, Virginia did secede. President Abraham Lincoln offered Lee, one of his best generals, the position of field commander of the U.S. Army. Lee refused because he wouldn't bear arms against his beloved Virginia. With a heavy heart, he resigned from the U.S. Army and became commander of the Army of Northern Virginia, which later became part of the Confederate Army. Lee fought not because he supported slavery, but because he loved Virginia. Jefferson Davis, president of the Confederacy, was very short-tempered and demanding, yet Lee served him well as military advisor. During the entire Civil War, Lee's army was always under-equipped and outnumbered by the Union. His strong leadership was able to inspire the ragged Confederate troops and unnerve the Union generals. Finally, the inevitable end came. Lee had only 30,000 able-bodied troops under his command against a Union force of 115,000 in the final battle of the war at Richmond, Virginia. Lee surrendered to General Ulysses S. Grant at Appomattox Courthouse on April 9, 1865. After the war, Lee became president of Washington College, where he devoted the rest of his life to restoring the political, economical, and cultural life of the South. A year after his death in 1870, the college was renamed Washington and Lee University in his honor. Courageous in war and noble in defeat, Robert E. Lee continues to hold the respect of Americans throughout the country.